Every sample we did for that six
members of the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy, also known as EGLE, informed CARD members they continue testing wells in Washtenaw County to monitor the plume. But CARD would like more access to obtaining data on the plume and about water testing being conducted in the community. Roger Rail is chair of CARD.
What we can learn from this site if we do our due diligence and do everything, everybody works together and figures out where the problem is, how to fix it, that can be good information for all these other types, not just dioxin sites, but the whole PFAS stuff, the scores of those sites.
Dan Hamill's an environmental quality analyst for EGLE and says the state has been as transparent as possible when it comes to the plume, and the CARD needs to remember that some of the testing is being done by a private company, a company that creates its own work schedule.
They're not going to be giving that. They'll give the what they've been giving. I don't think that they would be receptive at all of trying to do that.
Over a dozen locations will be tested for 1,4-dioxane in 2020. They include the Allen Creek Drain at West Park, Little Lake, First, Second, and Third Sister Lakes, and Smith Park at East and West. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.